Treasury Secretary is in Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, in for Steve Chiatakis. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is in London at this hour. He's meeting with the new government in the UK. Next, he'll travel to Germany for talks on the European debt crisis that's wreaking havoc on global markets. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us now live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, what does Treasury Secretary Geithner hope to accomplish on his European tour?
Well, he's come to the eye of the storm to talk specifically to the Germans about the Eurozone debt crisis amid some fears that this could get out of control and affect the rest of the world.
But here in the U.S., we're getting some good economic data. A lot of analysts are saying the recovery is still going strong. Could a European double-dip recession smother the green shoots we're seeing here?
The chief executive of Microsoft certainly thinks so. Speaking in Singapore today, Steve Ballmer said there is a distinct risk of contagion. He said everyone's worried a major debt crisis in Europe would not be confined to Europe. Now, that's a widespread view, but it's not universal. We also had today some very bullish observations from the chief economist of the OECD, the club for the world's most developed countries. He said the debt crisis in Europe is unlikely to trigger a double-dip recession because the continent has got a real boost from the fall in the value of the euro. It's made Eurozone exports cheaper, and that'll keep the Eurozone economy ticking over and keep the crisis at bay.
Just seems like a roller coaster, doesn't it, Stephen? I mean, yesterday when we talked, the markets were tanking. Now they're up. What in the world is going on?
Well, it is fantastically volatile. More bullish comments from Goldman Sachs today. They said fears about the Eurozone have been overdone. It's only the smallest member states that have been affected. But we should say if one of these small member states does actually default, it would likely tip markets back into a tailspin again.
Marketplace's Stephen Beer joining us from London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And speaking of markets, finally, we get the happy music. In Europe, markets higher at this hour, up between 1 and 3%. Asian shares also higher. Tokyo's Nikkei index jumped 0.2%. Wall Street rebounded from an early drop yesterday. The Dow closed down just 23 points at the end of trading. The luxury home builder Toll Brothers reported a loss for the first quarter this morning, but it's not as bad as last year. The company says it believes a housing recovery is underway. Well, when it comes to response rates for the U.S. Census, Arizona typically lags the rest of the country. Now, there's concern it'll fall even further behind. The state's new immigration law has ignited fear among illegal immigrants, a group that's already reluctant to fill out government forms. KJZZ reporter Peter O'Dowd has that story from Phoenix.
2010 census workers had doubled their efforts to reach Latino residents long before Arizona's legislature passed the bill in April. The law gives police more authority to make immigration arrests.
The timing was very unfortunate for our efforts.
Mary Dahl is a county official in a heavily Hispanic part of southern Arizona. She heads an effort to count as many people as possible in this year's census. More than $400 billion from the federal government are on the line, and the census is charged with accounting for everyone, regardless of legal status. Census spokesman Leo Cardenas says he was concerned that Arizona's law would send the Latino community into hiding. But so far, he says that fear has not played out.
When we go door-to-door, the cooperation continues to be enthusiastic, and we continue to cross our fingers.
Cardenas says the more tangible result of the law is this. Census takers are finding an unusually high number of vacant properties in Hispanic communities.
Clearly, in response to the legislation, people are moving to where they can find jobs.
Still, at 67% participation, Arizona is already on par with a 2000 count. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. American Public Media presents The Great Textbook War, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the Batten Institute at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
American Airlines is training 4,000 of its managers to fill in if its flight attendants go on strike. The airline and the union have been in talks for about 2 years. Those talks ended Friday without a deal, though a strike likely wouldn't happen for several months. The National Hockey League playoffs begin this Saturday. The Philadelphia Flyers will face off against the Chicago Blackhawks. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold tells us how the Blackhawks went from a team that couldn't even get on TV to Stanley Cup finalists.
The Blackhawks have struggled for years. They've gone without the Stanley Cup since 1961, longer than any other NHL team. But in a city like Chicago, fans are used to losing. So even non-Blackhawks fans like Phil Peterson are pulling for the team.
It's got the city fired up, and I'm all about it.
Peterson has a high opinion of Rocky Wirtz, the owner of the Blackhawks, and that speaks volumes of how Wirtz has changed the perception of the team. The previous owner, Bill Wirtz, Rocky's father, refused to allow home games to be televised, his thinking being nobody would want to pay for tickets if they could watch the game for free on TV. Peterson says that's all changed now.
Rocky came in and he realized to get the city fired up, you got to put them on TV.
Alan Sanderson agrees. He's a sports economist with the University of Chicago.
I think it's televising games and some much better marketing.
The Blackhawks hired one of the top marketers for a team that's used to losing, the Chicago Cubs. As a result, the Blackhawks developed a new vibe, like playing the same catchy song after every Blackhawks goal. They also recruited young, exciting players like Duncan Keith. He recently took a hockey puck to the mouth, then showed his toughness.
I don't know. It's not out of the ordinary, I guess, when a hockey player loses his teeth.
Whatever combination of changes the Blackhawks have made, Chicagoan Phil Peterson says he's a believer. He's picking the Hawks to beat the Flyers in five games. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold for Marketplace.
And while we're on the subject of Chicago, the mayor, Richard Daley, is very proud of the city's trees. He's said to have been born around Arbor Day. Well, he's been planting lots of trees there for more than two decades, but tough times are tough times, and something had to go in order to prevent a property tax increase. The mayor says the city will cut the $4 million tree planting budget. He says Chicago's existing trees will still be maintained. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.